It's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block. The stock market has been on a run lately. The Dow Jones Industrial Average has risen 24% in the past 5 months. And this week, investors were encouraged when most big U.S. banks passed their stress tests. But can the good news on Wall Street last? Here's NPR's Chris Arnold.
Just this past week, the stock market rally hit some major milestones. The S&P 500 hit its highest level in more than 3 years. The Dow settled in above 13,000, and the NASDAQ rose to its highest level in 11 years. And there are a bunch of reasons that stocks are rising.
Europe didn't collapse. That was one.
David Kotak is chairman and chief investment officer at Cumberland Advisors.
We see improving employment statistics. The most recent one is this week's initial unemployment claims.
Fewer people are asking for unemployment, so that's a good sign. Also, most banks passed that stress test. Retail sales are rising, and that shows stronger consumer demand. Still, when stocks rise so much so quickly, have they overshot on the upside? Can they maintain their current levels?
People are nervous about, can this last? And I think we appreciate that sentiment.
That's Rebecca Patterson, chief market strategist for J.P. Morgan Asset Management. She was speaking on an investor conference call this week, and she says she takes seriously these worries about stocks.
Because at the end of the day, the perceptions will impact trading, and then perception becomes reality.
But Patterson thinks that the gains are sustainable. She says stock values were just depressed to very low levels in recent years because of all the panic over economic trouble all over the world. And David Kotak agrees. He says we've been in a bull market since last October, and
it looks like it has more to go.
Kotak says stocks overall don't look overpriced given the improvement in the U.S. economy and the earnings that these companies are making right now. Still, there are plenty of reasons to be concerned about where the economy is headed next. For one, the Federal Reserve, which is the most important institution watching the recovery, has not been sounding very optimistic.
The recovery of the U.S. economy continues, but the pace of the expansion has been uneven and modest by historical standards.
That's Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke, who recently warned lawmakers in Congress that the economy is still pretty weak. True, the unemployment rate has dropped quite a bit to 8.3%, and that seems good, but the anemic GDP growth could mean that the jobs recovery will sputter. And some experts look at that and see a long road ahead. Robert Shimer is an economist at the University of Chicago. He says at this pace, it will take 8 years for the economy to get back to normal.
But during that period is a good risk that something bad happens, just because unexpected bad things have always happened. And that means that we're going to be losing a lot more jobs.
But Patterson and Kotak don't see such a bleak future. Kotak predicts a few years down the road, the economy will be in much better shape, even though he and Rebecca Patterson also say that there are always risks out there. Right now, they're both concerned about rising gas prices.
In terms of what could stop this job creation from getting some real momentum and helping the broader economy later this year, oil, in my mind, is the number one risk to watch. The good news is it's not Europe anymore, but it's been replaced. Greece has been replaced by the Middle East.
Still, barring a serious conflict with Iran or some other surprise that sends oil prices much higher, Kotak and Patterson feel that the economy and the stock market will keep improving.
I'm feeling better about it than I did 3 months ago.
And given the last few years, that's probably the best anybody could hope for. Chris Arnold, NPR News.